Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Feet to the Fire with your host, Sergio Fassa, and it is Friday. Now, I usually do Friday follies, insane things from the left in the news for the week, and maybe we'll get to some of those items, but I want to wrap up our discussion on Donald Trump. And I'm answering this question about who should represent the Republican Party in the presidential election in 2024, and this often heard argument that it just can't be Trump anymore. He's disqualified himself. He's no longer a viable candidate. He's been destroyed by the left. He's got no more political capital to expend. He's hated. He can't. We need somebody new. We need somebody fresh. We need a new voice for conservatives. Somebody who doesn't tweet as much. Who the country can handle. And I want to answer that with two. There's really two points to my argument I've been making for the last couple days. Number one, they're going to destroy whoever it is we elect in our primary. It doesn't matter. They're going to, and I'm going to prove it to you, they will destroy whoever it is. They don't hate Trump, as I've said so many times, because of who Trump is, because he's immoral and a womanizer. Prior to him running for president, they all loved Trump. He was in there. You know, community, their social circles. He was a media personality. He was a well-known millionaire, billionaire, whatever he's got, however much money he has. They loved him. All of a sudden, overnight, they get a moral compass, and now they're indignant about promiscuity, which, as I said yesterday in numerous days, they're the purveyors, the left, of all moral filth and promiscuity in the country. They're the front lines of that, and all of a sudden, Trump's running, and now they're disgusted by his quote-unquote immoral behavior in their eyes. No, they hate him because they hate us. They hate you. They hate what he stands for. And they're going to do it to any candidate. And the other point that I've been trying to make is that the only way, because someone would say, well, if they're going to hate anybody, why run Trump? Let's run somebody else. No, the only way to reverse the 2020 steal is to stick it right back in their face, rub their nose in it, show them that they can't get away with it, that the country is going to rise up and we are going to reinstall the lawfully elected president from 2020 who should have been there. He's getting his second term. And let me go back now. I'm going to break this down for you, but let me go back to that first point about the fact that they're going to destroy and hate anyone that we put up. I think we've got a bad case of amnesia in conservatism and in the Republican Party. Again, I hear it from Republicans. We can't run Trump. We need someone more electable. He's lost credibility. He's too polarizing. And it comes with this attitude that we can somehow court the vote of the supposed independents and the undecided. Which is always, by the way, a ploy and a strategy on the left to get us not to run our most conservative candidates. This fake argument that we're gonna push away the undecided. Stop worrying about the undecided. They run their most radical ideological candidates on the left and then tell us we have to go middle of the road because of this supposed independent voter. Stop worrying about independent voters. As I said the other day, people don't live their lives in the middle. Give us the most robust, powerful conservative candidate and run that individual. But they say that Trump, again, is too polarizing. And as I said, as though we need to court the vote of this, the middle, and also as though we need to court the vote of the left and the media, as though if we run someone other than Trump, that person will be treated a little bit better by the media, won't be destroyed. And as I said, we have a case of amnesia because they are going to eviscerate and destroy any candidate we run. Case of amnesia, I said we've all got. Do you guys remember Sarah Palin? What they did to her? I think it was the first female running for vice president. I'm not sure. I got to check that, but I think it was. Doesn't matter. Didn't matter to feminists. They destroyed her. She's a moron. She's an idiot. She said, remember this? The Russians can see Alaska from their country. everything they came up with, every news cycle, day after day, Sarah Palin's a moron. They did it to George W. Bush. Remember, he said nuclear, and he didn't know how to talk. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because it doesn't matter who we run. As I said yesterday, George Bush was the platform of compassionate conservatism. That's supposed to be the opposite of Trump, right? Not in your face, not rude, compassionate conservatism. And what did that court the media's vote? Did they all of a sudden like him and treat him better? They destroyed him. As I said yesterday, he has the extremities in his presidential record, the highest approval rating after 9/11, and they drove that thing down to the lowest approval rating of any outgoing president. You remember what they said about him? Bush lied, people died. He's Hitler. There were no WMDs, no weapons of mass destruction. And this is what they did to the compassionate conservative. It doesn't matter what platform, how you position yourself, they hate all conservatives. And they hate Trump not because of genuine moral outrage or because he's lost credibility, because he's too polarizing. They hate him because they hate you. They hate us. They hate conservatism. They will do this and say this about anyone. Why are we believing this narrative that we can't run Trump again? Same accusations they always say against any conservative. I said this last couple days, I'm going to repeat it. They would say it about their own grandmother. They would say it about Mother Teresa. Pick the nicest person you can think of, the old man down the street, or the most genuine, compassionate conservative out there. It doesn't matter. Whoever the Republicans put up, going to be destroyed. They're going to say racist, misogynistic, homophobic, xenophobic, sexist, bigot. That's the playbook. It started when? Probably after the sexual revolution, the hippies and everything, that became their playbook, the 70s, the 80s. I'd say our modern version we've seen from Ronald Reagan on, and it hit a fever pitch by George W. Bush, and then went right on through with Trump. And so now we hear this, well, this is what I always get, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis would be good. He'll bring people together. What? You're delusional. I say that in love. I'm trying to get at this false narrative that Republicans are believing. Ron DeSantis isn't going to bring people together. He's not going to get the middle. He's not going to get the media to love him. They're going to hate him and destroy him and say all the horrible filth about him that they said about Trump. 100% and more. Then why run Trump? Because I keep trying to say, now this is the second point, that because they did what they did in 2020, the most egregious electoral corruption and theft in modern history, we have to reverse it. And it's our only hope is to do it at the ballot box. And that's their biggest fear. And here's why we have to do the ballot box with Donald Trump. We can't get him reinstalled. We couldn't with the courts. It didn't work. They shut us out, activist courts. It didn't work in the legislatures in large part because of rhino establishment Republicans who would not give it the hearing and the time of day, making Giuliani look like a fool. So our only option to reverse this is to run Trump and put him, as I keep saying, reinstall. Listen to that word. Reinstall the duly elected president into the White House where he belongs. We can't let this go. We can't, people, enough with the stop the steal. Ron DeSantis, he'll bring the country together. No conservative will bring the country together because you will need the smelling salts for these liberals who are going to peel apart and in screams of outrage, brick throwing, and lighting cars on fire. They're going to continue to riot in every city no matter who you pick. So pick the best. You're never going to please them. Ron DeSantis is going to get the same treatment and they're going to destroy him. My point is, because this happened, we need to reinstall the right president, put him back in the White House, and reverse this whole thing. What else do I want to mention on this? Here's your quick Friday folly. This week, the trial against Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman. In that trial, he was acquitted, by the way, and this is the whole quote-unquote Russian scandal. As many as three jurors donated to the Clinton campaign. A fourth juror supported New York Democrat liberal AOC, and the judge's wife represented former FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who's also involved with the Russian collusion scandal. And one of the jurors' kids plays on the same sports team in high school as Sussman's kid. So this is what I'm talking about. Rampant corruption. This guy got acquitted. And we're being told, you can't run Trump again. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Run Trump.